Jeremiah, chapter 12. Righteous are you, O Yahweh, when I plead with you, yet let me talk with you of judgments. Wherefore does the way of the wicked prosper? Are all they happy who deal very treacherously? You've planted them. Yes, they've taken root. They grow. Yes, they bring forth fruit. You are near in their mouth and far from their reins. But you, O Yahweh, you know me. You've seen me. You've tested my heart towards yourself. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither for the wickedness of those who are dwelling within it? The beasts are consumed and the birds, because they said, he'll not see our last end. If you've run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace in which you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the swelling of Jordan? For even your brethren in the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. Yes, they've called a multitude after you. Believe them not, though they speak fair words to you. I have forsaken my house. I have left mine heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul to the hand of her enemies. My heritage is to me like a lion in the forest. It cries out against me. For this reason I have hated it. My heritage is to me like a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her. Come, you, assemble all the beasts of the field. Come to devour. Many shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. They've trodden my portion underfoot. They've made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They've made it desolate. And being desolate, it mourns to me. The whole land is made desolate because no man lays it to heart. The spoilers have come upon all high places through the wilderness. For the sword of Yahweh will devour from one end of the land even to the other end of the land, and no flesh will have peace. They've sown wheat, but they will reap thorns. They put themselves to pain, but they will not profit by it. They will be ashamed of your revenues because of the fierce anger of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh against all my evil neighbors that touch the inheritance which I've caused my people Israel to inherit it. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Jehudah from amongst them. And it will come to pass, after I pluck them out, that I will return and have compassion upon them, and will bring them again, every man to his heritage, and every man to his land. And it will come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, Yahweh lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then will they be built in the midst of my people. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says Yahweh. End of chapter 12.